Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Sarah Burks and I will be reading the devotional written by Amy Hirsch as she is out on maternity leave. Today is December 1st. Right now we are going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day we will be reading a portion of scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You will also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we are working from today is O Come, Emmanuel. And the third stanza says, O come, thou rod of Jesse free, thine own from Satan's tyranny, from depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. Our scripture for today comes from Isaiah 11, verses 1 through 10. So if you have your copy of scripture, let's begin. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of might, the spirit of the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious. This summer, I was given an evening primrose. Unfortunately, I don't have a green thumb, so the plant quickly withered. I should have pulled it up, but I couldn't bring myself to dispose of it, so I left it in the pot, neglected watering it, and tried to ignore its decay when I would walk past it on our patio. After traveling one weekend, we returned and I noticed yellow blooms on the plant. What I thought was dead was actually alive. This is a picture of the prophecy we read in Isaiah 11, 1 through 10, given during a time when all hope seemed lost for David's lineage, as God's people suffered because of their personal sin, the unfaithfulness of their leaders, and the brokenness of the world. The lineage that God promised would forever rule, said in 2 Samuel 7, was like a tree cut down by an axe. Only a stump remained as the prospect of exile, of foreign rule and oppression, became more certain. Yet from this stump, a shoot would come. Like my evening primrose, new life would be born out of what seemed to be dead. Isaiah tells us that this shoot, this deliverer, would come from Jesse's lineage, mentioning nothing about David. Why not mention Jesse's son, the king beloved by Israel, a man after God's own heart? David began his life as Jesse's youngest son, as a humble shepherd. By invoking Jesse's name, Isaiah reminds us that God is in the business of working in ways we don't expect. When all hope seemed lost, God would continue David's line, sending forth a shoot from the seemingly lifeless stump of Jesse to blossom. Another king who would come in an unexpected way, born to a poor family in David's town Bethlehem, but slumbering in a stable rather than a palace. And yet God's spirit would rest on this king in a way that God's people had never experienced before, not even during David's rule. He would judge with righteousness, and through his judgments, all that has been wrong, all of the havoc sin has wreaked for thousands of years, would finally be made right. In verses 6 through 10, Isaiah pictures this king reigning over a new Eden, in a place where there is no more sin, sorrow, or discord. God would indeed breathe new life into what seemed to be dead by sending a better king, a better David, the only one uniquely qualified to usher in true peace, to draw the nations to himself, to save us from the depths of hell, to give us victory over the grave. Rejoice, for God has come to us in Christ, and he will surely come again. And on that day, the minor keys of this hymn will give way to the sure and certain hope that God has defeated sin, death, and the grave once and for all through this humble shoot, Jesus Christ.